Joining us now is listener Donna Gianola of Frederick, Colorado. She was one of many who wrote on our blog to tell us her story. She joins us from member station KGNU in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to the program, Donna.
Hi, Leanne. Thank you for inviting me.
What's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is losing my home and losing just the ability to have a home.
Mm-hmm. Tell us why you're struggling financially.
Well, I've had three layoffs in the past maybe 8 years based on economic downturn. And each time it has taken away all of my financial reserves because just the basic costs, food and gasoline, have gone up.
What was your job?
I'm a corporate graphic designer, and I've worked in many different industries.
Are you working now?
I was freelancing for a time, taking contracts, and those have dried up. Luckily, I'm a certified substitute teacher in the state of Colorado. The fact is, though, teaching, you only get paid $100 a day.
Hmm. What expenses do you have?
Well, I have my mortgage, and I've had, you know, my car stopped working, and I have my utility bills, and then I have some credit card expenses from just having to live.
Have you applied for any assistance programs?
Yes. Longmont, Colorado has the Our Center. They take income statement, and you can get a bag of groceries a week, and you can get free breakfast and free lunch. And because I'm working as a teacher, I'm a lower income, and I would be approved for food stamps. So that's something I'm going to do.
So before all of this, you would have considered yourself middle class.
Absolutely.
And now you're living pretty close to the bone.
Yeah, because I was earning $76,000 a year, and that included my benefit package. And, you know, with a budget, I stayed on track. I made my bills.
Hmm. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
No, I'm 49 years old.
So this is coming at a time in your life that you really didn't expect to be having to go through all this.
No. There's going to be a limited amount of retirement that I'm going to be able to invest in. I mean, forget it. That's not going to happen for me.
What other plans do you have? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm just going to hold tight. Hold on. I'm going to continue substitute teaching, and I'm going to continue to apply for work. I apply for any and all jobs that I can do.
Donna Gianola lives in Frederick, Colorado. She wrote into our Soapbox blog to tell us her story. Donna, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
We want to hear from you about how the economic crisis is affecting your life. Write to us at npr.org/soapbox.